But now we're recording really live really now.
Like, hello.
Hey.
Okay, I just want to make sure that it's coming out of my headphones.
Is it coming out? Is it coming
out
yet?
Yeah, it's coming out of my headphones. It just sounds really good, so.
Okay. All right.
Wow.
I want to hear some monkeys. All right.
About some bears.
I should play some bears. I'm supposed to have bears too, but look at that. All right. Okay, we're recording. We're on.
Cool.
I just hope I have enough power. Finally, we've been working with this 2 hours, I think.
No, being a podcaster, I would think that I would love technology, and I can't fucking stand it.
Well, now it's working, I guess. Yeah. So what's up?
Not much. Just been working on this crap for, 2 hours now?
Yeah.
Oop. Did you hear that?
What is that? Is that your timer?
No, that was my Yahoo.
Oh, okay.
Hold on, let me take the sound off of it.
Is it working now?
Yeah, I can still hear you.
That's my cat. No, I don't have a cat. I have a pussy.
No. Oh, you have a pussy?
No. Here you go again. So cute. Anyway, okay, so what's going on? I mean, at last we got our stuff working, and I'm recording on my side, so I guess I hope I have enough power in my on my recorder here. So where have you been?
Where have I been?
Yeah, you were late a bit.
Oh, sorry.
Oh my god, what's going on there?
Sorry. Like, my instant messengers are going off, so I'm trying to turn off the volume. I was at dinner, actually, before I came to, to do the podcast. I think a lot of people are going to stop doing podcasts with me because the last time I had Lala from the Pink Geek Show,
uh-huh.
or the Pink Geek Podcast,
okay.
and we were 40 minutes late.
Wait, you were 3 minutes late and they got pissed? Or what?
No, they didn't get mad, but I'm just thinking they probably were like, okay, so if Ricky says 9 o'clock, he really means, 10:30.
Oh, that kind, okay. I whenever I do a recording, I really try to, especially if it's someone who I don't know. But if you know them already, that's fine, But
right.
if it's, let's say, I usually do interviews and stuff, so I really try my best to be there, right? Let's say 1 minute before. And
yeah, you're
online.
All fancy and junk.
Yeah, that's right. You're right. Yeah.
You know what I think about that?
What? It's not loud enough. That's mine. I kind of enjoy this. I like this. So I don't know if I'm going to do this in my show. We'll see. I don't know if...
It's actually... I tried it on my last show.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you've heard it yet. But it's very hard to concentrate on the conversation and to do the sound effects at the same time.
Yeah.
So you kind of need like that second or third person to help you out, which Herb's going to be helping me out because he can plug his computer into this also.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can do the same setup effects. And you guys can record whenever. So you guys are just so many there in the show now. How many are you? 7, 8, 9?
Well, it has grown from the two people originally doing it, but it's me, Herb, Ryan, and Stephanie, usually, and then sometimes Misty will come in on it. Mm-hmm. On episodes like 103 and 104, Dustin, Drew, it was me, her, I was like six people on.
I like so, it when, what is it, Kyle? Kyle was on?
Yeah, Kyle was on. He came to visit us, or he came to visit us from Kentucky.
Oh, is it a short drive? That's a short drive, is it?
Oh, no, he flew.
Oh, he flew. So yeah. He flew to meet the Foul Monkeys.
He flew here to meet us. Can you believe that?
Oh my God, I don't
An
get
actual
that.
Listener came to visit us. Oh, you don't get you wouldn't come visit us?
I don't know yet. Maybe one time. Nobody visits me here. Nobody flies. Well, gosh. Well, I do meet. No, actually, tomorrow night I might meet some people from Wichita, and well, yeah, I guess they flew or drove. I don't know if they. I think they drove. They're gonna be here for a week. His name is Steve and Ken, I think, and they're part of the Bear group there in Wichita. I think Wichita Bears. And I might meet them up tomorrow night. Oh, that's right. I should give them a call. But no, so I'm here working with you. Making this damn thing work.
I know. We originally planned, to record at 9. I was 30 minutes late. Mm-hmm. And we've almost been working on this situation for 2 hours.
Yeah. But it's working now. It's kind of different, though. But I really think you should have a different recorder. Whatever's coming out from your headphone, just record it somewhere, either an MP3 player or another iMac. Yeah. You have how many Macs do you guys have there?
Only two. I have my iMac and my iBook. Herb is like anti-Apple.
Oh, okay. So oh, then he can use Audacity on his machine. There you go.
Yeah. See, me and Herb were actually talking about this today at dinner because... mm-hmm. We're trying to plan it so the show is a little bit more organized and it's not as like off the chain, like just everywhere. So we want to try to come up with kind of like your show, have segments of when we talk about stuff, what we talk about and things like that. But I was telling him, well, I can't do it on my own. I need your help too. So because currently right now I'm the one that uploads the show, edits the show.
Yeah.
Does the show notes. You know, I do all that, so.
Yeah, it really is hard to concentrate on all of those and trying to imagine. Yeah, it's best really to segment them. And, well, but the way your show goes, it just goes, it just flows. So, I don't think
it's pretty random.
Is it really random? Well, yeah, it is random, but I don't know how you're going to divide it.
Well, I kind of want to come up with, we... Actually, one of the things we've been doing is the "Would You Rather"s.
Oh yeah, that big segment. That.
We know we're doing that at the end, so we always wait till the end. We actually pretty good at it. It's just that when we go to talk about like feedback and stuff like that, we need to be like, I feel that we need to be like on a set time, and not just randomly play it whenever we want because that's kind of how it is right now.
I'm enjoying this. This is the first time I'm playing with this. So, how about another one? There you go.
Here we go. What about this one? Or here we go. This is what you do in New Orleans, right? When you're like hanging out down in the French Quarter.
Oh, gross!
Or this.
After doing this.
That's what I would be doing.
Yeah. I pour some of this, and then I do that. Play it. Actually, in New Orleans, whenever I walk there, okay, there's a rule. There's a rule in New Orleans that, whenever you pass by the French Quarter, and of course, people are showing their boobs and stuff and dicks. They throw beads and whatever.
They throw dicks? No, they show dicks?
No, they show dicks, yeah. And and then they would throw beads and everything. The rule is if it falls to on the ground, the bead, do not pick it up. Do not.
Oh, really?
No, because some people would pick it up even though the ground is all wet and you don't know what kind of wet it was. It could be either pee or puke. Could beer, pee, no, I don't know about cum, but yeah, because people just puke all over there.
That's gross. They just puke right in the street.
So, some of them, yeah, it happens. It happens, and what's worse, Mike was telling me about this. Then he would walk around and he would see guys because there's nowhere to pee in on the French Quarter. Sometimes it's hard to get to a restaurant, and you have to be a customer so you could use the restroom. But if not, you're just walking around with a daiquiri or a hand grenade on your hand grenade drink on your hand, and you just need to pee. You pee on the wall or you pee in yourself.
Like, but can't you get arrested for that?
Peeing on yourself, no. People.
Oh, just, peeing on the ground?
Peeing on the ground, yes, you can. So you just have to hide well. So to keep it legal, they just pee on themselves. So.
Oh.
Yeah, you can see people walking. I've seen people walking around with their, you know.
All right. Is it that important that you have to drink so bad that you have to piss on yourself? Really? Is that what it's coming down to? Really? Come on now.
No, I don't know. It's just that people are so drunk. Some people are just really so drunk that, yeah, they wouldn't even know. They don't even know that they're peeing on themselves. Yeah.
That's so not what I want to do when I go there.
Okay. Then don't do that. No, go to the gay side. No, I'm talking about the straight side. There's a gay side.
Oh, okay. Well, they're a bunch of dumbasses anyway. So.
No, I'm kidding. No, it's just that whenever we go there, so far, who I've seen, the people who do piss themselves are on the lower part of the quarter. But if you go up to the gay side, past Oz and everything.
What's Oz?
Is it Oz or pub? Oz. Yeah, it's one of the bars there. One of the bars there in the bar.
I've never been there. So I don't know.
Yeah. Did you guys go to New Orleans when you guys were here in Houston?
No, remember we went through it because we were tired and we just, like when we left Ray's house that day, mm-hmm. we drove for maybe an hour and a half or 2 hours and then stopped at a hotel mm-hmm. and stayed there, which it was really gross because the only room left was a smoker's room.
Oh.
And I wanted just to kill myself. Well, it was so nasty. Yellow.
You can really smell it, or they're trying to hide it with Clorox or spray.
Potpourri or whatever. So we kept everything that we had in the bathroom because the bathroom was the only thing that did not smell like smoke.
I love shower sex.
Okay, that was... So that's what you guys did?
a bunch of shower sex. That's what we did a bunch of shower sex, and then we did this. And then we did this.
Oh.
And then we went to bed.
Made a little nooking and a nice long shower.
Uh-huh. And puking.
And then for some reason we heard this. And we weren't for sure because it's actually a woman. We didn't know where that was coming from. But anyway.
Oh wow, we're just playing, having fun with the sound effects, aren't we? Okay, so when you were you missed a lot then. There's a lot of things to do in New Orleans.
Yeah, but you have to understand that we drove for almost 24 hours the first day.
Yeah.
And then we rested there in Houston and then did, you know, a bunch of stuff during the day. Mm-hmm. And then by the time we were going to try to drive to New Orleans, we would have gotten there around 3 or 4 in the morning. Mm-hmm. And, you know, check out at the hotel would have been like 10 or 11, I'm sure. And we were just like too tired to really do anything else.
Or, you know, you can park somewhere, spend about $10 until the morning and go to the bathhouse.
No, I don't think so.
No, you just go to the bathhouse and sleep. You don't have to do anything. You just go there and, you know, get a room.
Don't they charge you for that?
Oh, they do. They do, but hey.
Like how much?
$20.
Oh, that's not bad.
$30, something like that. It's.
But is it like, is somebody going to try to rape me while I'm sleeping?
Oh, if you get a room, what I'm talking about, if you get a room, I think it's mm-hmm. about $30, I think.
Oh, okay.
Then you just go in and there's just a really small room and you just sleep. And if you want to go to the restroom, just go out, wear your towel, and go to the restroom there, and see some eye candy on the way out, and then come back to your room whenever. If somebody follows you in, that's your fault, or it could be good.
You know, I've never actually ever been into a bathhouse, so I don't even know what it's
like.
Yeah,
right. You've never been to a bookstore. I remember you. We were talking before.
Never. You've never been to a bookstore.
You've never been to a bathhouse. Okay.
I'm all like virginal and quiet and junk.
You're right. Yeah, so, anyway, so yeah, you missed a lot. You could have just stayed there around and drink a lot. Well, not a lot. I don't really drink a lot either myself whenever I'm there. Probably one or two beers. And we just walk because, you know.
Yeah, Herb doesn't drink. So if I'm not with people that like to drink, then I don't want to drink.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Anyway, so, hey, I was playing earlier when we were testing some Transformers. Did you guys watch Transformers?
Yes, we saw Transformers actually, and we saw it in Orlando when another listener was visiting in Orlando. He was visiting from Canada, and we met him up there and went to go movie. We went to the movies, and then we had dinner, and then we walked around downtown Disney and all that good stuff.
Activate the null ray!
I love Megatron. Yes. Transformers. I grew up with that. I mean, did you used to watch the cartoons before?
Oh yeah, when I was younger. I don't remember a lot about them. I remember watching it, mm-hmm. but I didn't remember a lot of it until I saw the movie. And then I was like, oh yeah, I remember that. And then like it was things like Bumblebee. I remember he was like a Volkswagen,
mm-hmm.
like and you know, and things just. Things started coming back to me, and I was like, "Oh yeah, I remember that shit."
Mm-hmm. Oh, did you guys talk about Transformers before in a previous episode or something?
I don't think we went into too much talk about it because it was only Herb and I that saw it out of the group. So.
Ah, then you couldn't talk about it much. You'd be spoiling it to them,
right?
Well,
but if nobody's seen it by now, then they deserve to hear a spoiler.
Oh yeah, that's right.
You know who really hates a spoiler?
Who?
Roy.
Oh yeah, he does.
Can't stand it. Oh my god, he will like fucking stab you in the head.
Actually, I really read whenever I go to LJ right now, especially now with the Harry Potter books, and I'm into it right now, and I'm reading it, and I would just go through it. But whenever I go to a live journal, I try not to look at the emails or I mean the messages because somebody might be spoiling it. So
what's live journal?
Oh yeah, although they put it under the cut. But, you know, some people already finished it. My God, really fast readers. Some people.
I like it when it's uncut.
Excuse me?
Oh, still talking. Never mind.
You like it? Oh, really? You like it uncut. Well, speaking of uncut, last Saturday, it's my friend's John and Palima's party, and mm-hmm. it was Palima's birthday. He's a Malaysian friend of mine. And... we went to the pool, and people, you know, Ray was there. Ray was there too. So everybody, everybody was swimming and stuff. And later in the night, people got naked and, you know, doing things in the pool.
Mm-hmm.
You know, alpine skiing, touchy-touchy feeling, you know. So I was just watching, okay? I was watching from afar. But
sure. you were admiring the bears, right?
Yes, I was admiring.
You're a bear admirer.
I'm a bear admirer. That's right. Let me see.
Well, bear admirers should not be touching the bears.
Why not? Why not? Excuse me. Why not?
That's not how it's mannered.
What?
So that's not how it works.
So how does it work?
You just watch. That's all you can do.
Really?
Yeah, sorry. You watch and then you just watch and then you listen to them fuck.
Oh
Were they doing that?
They were in the pool, so.
I'm ready to
party. Oh, so they were swimming.
Oh yeah, they were swimming, and you know, it was fun. I mean, we didn't stay too long. We didn't have, even though my friend is Malaysian, we didn't have that much Malaysian food, and it's kind of spicy and stuff. And I don't think it's a good idea, you know, doing nasty things after eating spicy food.
Ooh, yeah, that's not good.
That's not good.
So what kind of, is Malaysian food, like Chinese food, but spicy?
Let me see. The ones I tasted before, they're kind of, they're somewhat ginger spice, or they're not hot spice. Some of them are hot, but it's kind of different. It's I can't even say it's Chinese. It's more like it's almost borderline Vietnamese, but it's more peanuts and more. There's some of them have curry and some are very oily, very greasy, but they're good. It has its own unique taste, I should say. It's because if you eat Chinese, you pretty much know how Chinese food works, and Vietnamese I would say, well, I don't know, Vietnamese are a little bit more healthy. That's what how I look at it. But with Malaysian food, they really like it to be very oily. That's what I, very very greasy. That's what I experience with the Malaysian food. But they're good, and I've only eaten in a Malaysian restaurant about 2 or 3 times in my life. So, yeah. Have you tried Malaysian food before? Or
no, I've never tried it. Like,
are you a meat and potatoes guy?
Chicken, but I don't eat a lot of like beef. I don't eat a lot of that. I like ethnic food. I mean, I just never had the chance. I don't know where to go to get Malaysian food around here. I mean, they may not have a restaurant.
What is it? What can you eat there in Lakeland? Do you guys cook?
I cooked yesterday.
You boiled.
I made lasagna.
You made lasagna. Oh, okay. How about restaurants around?
Well, of course, we have all the chain restaurants that you can think of, but we have a lot of Cuban restaurants, a lot of Mexican restaurants, a lot of like Caribbean restaurants.
Mm.
So, because the people here in Florida, they're all from that whole area, so. It's really good. I like the Cuban restaurants, but as for like Malaysian or Vietnamese, I think they have a Vietnamese restaurant here. I'm not for sure though.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because I just think it's like Chinese food. Maybe I have eaten at a Vietnamese restaurant and I just thought it was Chinese food.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of sushi places.
You like sushi? Have you tried sushi before?
Mm-hmm. Love sushi.
Oh, you love sushi. Okay.
It's funny though, because the first time I ever went out to eat sushi, it was with my friend Nathan, and you've heard him on my podcast, right? The real country guy.
Oh, yeah,
Louisiana.
yeah, I heard him.
I'm like, what guy from BFE Louisiana is going to be eating sushi all the time?
You know what? Do they ever post pictures of themselves? Do they have Flickr accounts, or I don't know how they all look like? I think the only pictures I've seen is Samantha from a long time ago, and you and Herb. That's
What I'll do is after we record, I'll post some pictures over on my blog, the Foul Monkeys blog.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And if people go to foulmonkeys.com and then click on the very top right button, it'll take you to our blog and people will be able to see pictures.
Yeah, I like the design. I really like it.
And Kyle did that. Yeah. Everything.
Kyle. Mm. Is Kyle single?
Yes. I don't know if he's single. I know he has a boyfriend, but I don't know what's going on there. So.
Would he be listening to this? Probably he will, right?
I don't know. I don't think so. I'm not for sure.
Oh, okay. Gosh.
I'm sure somebody that knows him. No, he has a boyfriend, and I think they've lived together, and I think everything's going fine with them.
Yeah.
You know, he was down here, and we were like, you know, we were all three looking at boys the whole time. So.
Uh-huh.
There's nothing wrong with looking. You just can't touch them, Nard.
I'm ready to party.
That's right.
Well, you can party without touching them.
Okay. Well, we'll see. So what else is going on there you for the rest of the week? What are you guys doing to do? Just podcast some more? You're going to record with Misty? And I like Misty.
Yeah, I like Misty too. And she's like, I love her on the show because she brings a lot of like topics to the show. Mm-hmm. And she has like a level, she's level-headed and she's like a great person.
Was she the one who was pissed with someone who lives in Seattle or somewhere, Baltimore? Not Baltimore, somewhere in the Midwest. I'm not sure, but I heard her saying that she hates this bitch. That
No. That's Stephanie.
Oh, that's Stephanie. I'm sorry, Stephanie. I'm sorry, Misty. I got you guys mixed up.
Stephanie. So. Yeah, she's the one that was talking about her ex husband or soon to be ex husband, like went up with another girl up in the Midwest.
That was funny.
And like having a baby with someone else. I was like, okay, telling all your business. Go ahead, girl.
Okay.
But I think really what she wants to do is this to him. Mm-hmm. I think that's what she really wants to do to him.
Like an unbelievable.
I know, right?
Yeah.
So this is going to be like a totally different kind of podcast for you on your show.
Yeah.
Because people are used to hearing serious stuff like interviews and things like that.
I don't know yet how I'm going to plug this in. And maybe next, because I'll be out. I'll be out next week. I'll be in, what am I going to do? I'll be in, well, Mike and I will be going to Europe next week.
What? Europe?
Yeah.
Where are you going?
We're going August 1st is we're going to fly to Amsterdam and then go to we're not going to do any brownies, okay? marijuana, no nothing.
You're going to eat a bunch of brownies and then all of a sudden you're going to be hearing this. Mm-hmm. As someone stuffing their 12-inch cock into you.
Oh, nice. I like that.
And then when they pull it out, it's going to sound like this.
I'm ready to party.
Yeah. I'll do that. Probably. No. We're not going to do that. I mean, we're going to be there. I think it's Amsterdam. It's the one with the Pride Parade. They're going to have their Pride Parade there. So I'll probably post some videos on that. And then, just take pictures and videos.
Art, are you working for the mafia? Because you have, like, the most time off of than any person I know.
Well, as long as I have weekends, then that's when I do stuff.
Still, do you have extended weekends?
Well, let me see. How many days do I have? I have...
You've been off a lot this month, this whole year.
No, I'm not.
Herb and I were talking about it, and we're like, he's everywhere. I say he has like most time off than anybody else in the world.
Oh, I carry over most of my days from the previous year. So,
Okay. Yeah,
that's how I sometimes compensate.
You have more time off than George Bush.
Yeah, W. Gonna be a bit W.
Dubia.
Hey, can I plug something?
Sure.
Okay.
It's your show.
No, it's your show. This is your show. It's your show. No, it's your show.
Oh, it's my show.
Yeah.
I thought we were sharing the show.
Yeah, I guess we can. Yeah. Yes, we are, of course. Yeah, because August 1st is actually the, what do you call this? It's the second anniversary of Bear Podcast. So,
wow.
Yeah. So probably.
You're like all fancy and junk.
You're right. Yeah, I wish people would call me. Nobody calls me. No, I got some calls. I'm going to play.
Probably like people, we better hear this coming from you when you're calling the Bear Podcast to congratulate them on their 2-year anniversary.
Ooh.
That's what we better be
hearing. Oh, that's so many numbers right there.
mean, and then Narc better be hearing this on the other end.
Ah. Hello, Solid Green.
Oh, Don and Drew. You go Don ahead. Drew.
Yeah, listen to them. I like them. I like them a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're funny.
Yeah.
What other podcasts do you listen to?
Let me see. I've been waiting. Oh, science stuff, slice of sci-fi. I listen to that a lot. And my favorite is Distorted View. And actually,
I used to listen to Distorted View, but I heard one episode that just totally fucking grossed me out.
Oh, okay.
That I could not listen anymore. It was just so gross. It was the one. It was one of the episode where the woman was snorting cum through her nose.
Oh yeah,
that was it. I could not take that anymore. I just thought that was the grossest fucking. Although it's only audible, you see the mental picture, and yeah. It was just so bad.
Yeah. So you stopped listening to that? I still do, and I'm still enjoying it. Every day he does it. So I listen to that, The Story of View, and Slice of Sci-Fi, Don and Drew, and of course, Palm Monkeys, and there's one more. Oh, the one I knew. The one I heard, I've been hearing about it from The Gay Trucker. Yeah, The Gay Trucker. I listen to The Gay Trucker also. Okay. Whenever he burps, he always says, little fatty. So that's where, what's this little fatty? So I was hearing it from DJ David J. And he plugs it. So I wanted to try it out, and I found him funny. I've been listening to Little Fatty Cast for some time.
I love Little Fatty Cast. I've been listening to them probably for like a year, or probably ever since they first came out.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're funny. I love them. I love their accents, and just how they're always talking about that stupid secretary that they had, or that they had the skull. I loved it, yeah. And they're like, I fucking hate her.
Yeah. We should give a shout out to them sometime. I'll probably email them or call in their
give them a shout out.
Yeah, shout out to Little Fatty, VEDR.
Little Fatty,
and Big Fatty. Big Fatty. Big Fatty's out of town.
Yeah, he's in Amsterdam.
Oh, how long have he been there?
He went on a Europe trip too.
Oh, okay. I might see him there. My God,
he's updated like 5 times, like from Europe. So you should go. And
I might see Big Fatty.
Well, I think he's going to be back before. I think he comes. I think he came back yesterday.
Oh, damn. Okay. Oh, yeah. Big Fatty.
So Big Fatty and his horror.
Are they bears? Big Fatty is.
I don't know. I don't think he's a bear. Well, he is, I believe. I don't know. I've never seen like a whole picture of their bodies.
Oh, okay.
Except for Larry. I've seen him pictures of him with his friends. So Larry's cute.
Mm.
I called him one time really drunk and told him that.
What did he say?
I'm like, oh, okay.
Uh-huh. Wow.
But you know what? He comes to Orlando a lot. Like, he comes to Disney a lot. So mm-hmm. I'd probably meet up with him one day. I was supposed to meet up with him last time he came down here, but I went to the beach and got severely sunburned, so I wasn't able to meet him.
Oh, wow.
But, yeah, I'd like to meet him. He's really cool.
Mm-hmm. Little Fatty. Yeah, I'd like to coordinate with them. I should email them once. I haven't contacted. I'm kind of a long-time listener, first time. No, not even first time. I haven't called yet. Probably I'll do that.
Well, I want to give a shout-out to two podcasts actually here in Florida. That are like 50 miles from me, like within 50 miles. There's Callbox 7, who is like a political podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And he's really cool. He just started out. I think he has like 10 or 11 episodes. So he does the political thing and gives his view on politics and just gives news updates and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's another one called Pot Is My Cult. Shit. They're going to kill me.
Oh, no.
Because yesterday, or in the last podcast, I said pod is my codpiece.
Okay.
It's supposed to be pod is my co-pilot.
Ah, okay.
Pod is my co-pilot. And they're really cool. They're actually just starting out, too. And they, Taylor and I have been talking back and forth. And we're supposed to be meeting up sometime and doing a show together. Mm-hmm. And also another podcast called QCast Connecticut.
Oh, okay.
They're actually moving down to Orlando also. So we're going to have, like, there's going to be, like, this mega amount of podcasting here in Central Florida.
QCast So they're gonna be QCast Orlando.
Well, no, they're having some kind of contest to change their name, the Q T or the CT part.
Okay.
So they're thinking of another name because they want to keep the same name so they don't have to change feeds and email and all that crap.
I love shower sex.
Yeah. Okay, guess who that is?
You know what our listeners are saying?
What?
They're saying this.
Oh. Anyway, that who was that? It's Jim. Jim from this one. Let me see.
Maybe a little nooking and a nice long shower.
Yeah, that's that's actually Jim.
Are those
people that have been on
your show?
I'm sorry.
Are those people that have been on your show and you've cut their audio out?
Oh yeah,
like that. I'm gonna have to do that.
Well,
I'm
first
have to go through a bunch of my old episodes and listen to them.
You know what you can do? You can get one of sound clips of Gina and really just
and then do what?
And then do loops on that on his voice or something.
Oh yeah,
yeah. And then or even or Samantha or anything that is very very.
Yeah. Now that you say that, I'm gonna put all my podcast episodes on my iPod and I'm gonna listen to them if I can stand to listen to them.
Uh huh.
And find the write things down that I want to cut out.
Yeah, it's always good. I mean, you know, why get somewhere else when you have your own? I mean, you have
right.
Well, you can just add it to what you have right now. That's what I mean. But it's something that you have already, so might as well, right?
Hmm. Right.
Toga party.
What was that? I was going to say something else.
Toga party. Toga party. Toga party.
There you go.
Toga party. Toga party. Toga party. There was another. One more podcast. The PNS Explosion.
What happened to them?
What do you mean? What happened?
What happened to Scott? Is Scott still there?
No, he actually stopped the show. I don't know why, but okay. I still like it. It has Rob Lindley on it from The Daily Purge. And how much do we love? Oh my God, I'm like telling everybody's podcast here, huh?
Wow, you really are up to date. Wow.
I do. I listen to like, I think it's like 18 podcasts.
Wow. How many do I have? Less than 10, I think. It's been, because I've been busy. I mean, the only really, the real times that I've been listening to a podcast is when I drive from work, from home to work and work to home. And whenever on the weekends, whenever I drive somewhere like going downtown Houston, that's the only time I could really hear most of the others. But during work, I couldn't do it because I have to concentrate on work. And when I'm home...
Well, I'm supposed to concentrate on work too, but I still listen.
Oh, really? I can't do that.
You can listen through your headphones and work at the same time?
No, I can't because whenever I do that, because what I do is, you know... If you're coding, I'm concentrating on solving stuff, and then at the same time, if I'm hearing something in the background, well, I can do that, but it would mean I'll be rewinding a lot because I didn't hear what the guy said because I was thinking of, I have a train of thought, you know. So,
it's just so like, obviously, you're saying that your job is more important than your podcast. That's jacked up.
Oh, okay.
Your podcast is supposed to come first, then your job.
That's right. Or it's more like it's hard to chew gum while walking. Yeah, pretty much it. So,
yeah. That's only if you're blonde.
Oh my God. Anyway, hey, it's 38 minutes now on the run.
Oh, wow.
Wow. It's a long
way. Well, I guess we should end our show, huh?
Yeah. Okay, let me see. Hold on. There you go. Just one second. I like these.
I need to go do this.
Oh, you're gonna purge?
I gotta pee.
That's a pee sound?
Yeah, that's called the mega peeing.
A mega peeing. Oh my God.
I know.
Do you have a PA?
Do I?
Yeah.
No.
Well, I guess if it's PA, it would be sprinkling more than really a mega pee. Okay, I don't know. I don't have a PA, so I don't know.
Me either. I know people that have them, though.
Have you seen them pee? Have you seen a guy who has a PA and peeing?
Yeah, but usually they're sitting down.
Oh, they sit down. Wait a second. How can you see if they're sitting down?
Because
you're shoving your face in front of them.
sometimes you have to help them into the stall when they're really drunk.
Oh, okay.
You know, it's just sometimes that's how it works.
Oh, okay.
And then sometimes you'll be like at a bear event and they're standing up peeing on the side of a fence, and you just happen to look down and see it spraying 8 different ways.
I see. Unless, or you help them out, like you take it. Are you gonna pee? Let me help you.
Sometimes you have to shake it for them.
Oh, okay. Gross.
And maybe like kiss it if you need to, or I don't know. Uh-huh. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Fucking unbelievable.
I don't know. I've never had any. I've never held any. You know, anyone with the. I haven't seen someone peeing with the PA, but. Yeah, it goes crazy. I don't know. I even have friends who did it themselves.
What?
They did the PA on themselves. I mean, they didn't want to put. God, that's a bad.
That's what I would be doing.
Yeah, it was. He said that. I asked him. So, where did you get your PA? You know. Did you go to Shaw's or did you go to Sacred Heart Tattoo and Piercing? Said no, I didn't.
Wait, you have a tattoo parlor called Sacred Heart?
Yeah, that's right. That's in Houston. That's in West.
Isn't
on
that like
West
Hospital or something?
No, it is. Wait a second, Sacred Heart. As far as I know, it is Sacred Heart. I don't remember. It's on Westheimer. Yeah, if there's somebody out there from Houston, tell us. Yeah, he said he did it himself. Really? Oh my God! So
that's crazy. Him.
Yeah, maybe he put a lot of ice. I'm not sure. Put a lot of ice, then.
Or maybe he did. Maybe like a lot of crack, and then couldn't feel anything.
I wouldn't know. Is that how it feels with using crack, huh, Ricky?
I have no idea. Right. Obviously, if I was using crack, I would be about, 250 pounds lighter.
Crack is crack. Anyway, okay, let's wrap this up. Okay.
All right, so you pimp your shit, I'll pimp my shit, and all then right. We'll go.
Okay, so guys, visit the website, www.bearpodcast.com. If you have comments, email bearpodcast@gmail.com. All right.
And visit foulmonkeys.com and email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com or give us a call on our hotline at 206-984-FOUL. And visit our blog. You can get there by visiting foulmonkeys.com and hitting the blog button.
I love shower sex.
Me too.
Me too.
Maybe a little nucking and a nice long shower.
Wow. Okay. I need to get to know him a little more.
All right.
All right, people. Peace out. Have a great week.
Goodbye.